And if you want to find out what's been happening in Ambridge, here's the Archers.
Now then, I'm going to ask you to open wide for me and say, ah.
Ah.
We'll have to take that temperature again, I think, nurse.
Mum took it this morning and it was normal.
I see. And you have a headache, you say?
Yes.
Right. Now, Miss Archer, if I could ask you to take all your clothes off, I'll get my...
quite enough, Nigel.
Well, if you won't call a real doctor...
Elizabeth won't let me.
Oh, I'll be all right. Probably.
Bed for you, young lady.
Bed and a hot water bottle.
Right, Doctor.
And make that two hotties, nurse. One for her tummy, one for her feet.
Whose car's that blocking the drive?
Oh, dear.
Oh, Nigel, it's you. Are we early for lunch, Jill?
Just a bit, but come in anyway.
Oh, it's so bitter out there. Take the skin off your knuckles. That car, Nigel.
I'm sorry, you see, it's not a car today. It's an ambulance.
Just grab the end of my boot and pull with you, Uncle Tom.
Well, lift your leg up, then.
I can't.
Well, I can't bend down there if you won't pick it up.
I can't possibly.
Well, may I help?
Oh, what a pair of old codgers we are.
Oh, well, speak for yourself.
Never fear, Dr. Pargeter is here.
Oh, and how's Elizabeth today, then?
Oh, very poor.
Well, that's worse.
Not up to much.
Nigel very kindly brought Elizabeth home from work. She's feeling a bit off colour again.
What, again? Well, she looks all right to me.
What's the matter with you, then?
Oh, I feel all weak and feeble.
Well, now you know what it's like to be an old codger.
I expect she'd been overdoing things.
I expect she has.
Good of you to run her home, Nigel.
She wasn't doing much at the hall. She was drooping all over the place, like a lovely blossom in the rain.
Well, if the lovely blossom's drooping that much, she should be in bed.
Go up, dear. I'll bring the bottles.
Oh, Mr. Archer, look here by the Argo.
Don't say you've gone and lost another lamb.
Oh, no.
Look at its tiny body. Stiff as a board.
Oh, yuck, I'm going to be sick.
Upstairs, you.
Poor little lamb.
Yes, I'm afraid we're losing more than I'd like in this weather.
Isn't digging due to start in the churchyard this week?
It is, too.
It'll be hard work if the ground's frozen.
There's a lot of folk ain't going to like it.
They've had plenty of chance to complain.
I wouldn't be surprised if we had some complaints about the flowers in there on Sunday, too.
Weren't they dreadful?
Well, we don't have flowers during Lent, do we?
Foliage and a few white blooms these days. But my goodness, you must have noticed, Phil, they were all dead this week.
No, they were real drooping blossoms, that lot were.
Someone forgot it was their turn on the flower rotor.
And we all know who. Was it spinned up in the porch?
Look, the water's ready. I'll pour Liz's hotties.
Can you manage?
Manage? We issue two per guest at the hall. I could probably get a PhD in hotties.
Do stay for lunch, Nigel.
Nigel, is that your car blocking the drive?
Oh, gosh.
Where's the keys?
In my jacket pocket.
I'll have to move it. Bert wants to get some hay out for the heifers.
You lost the lamb, look. By the Argo.
Oh, no.
Another triplet.
Yeah.
Well, it happens, love.
Dan used to lose a lot more in the old days with outdoor lambing.
Yeah, he certainly did.
As a matter of fact, I was wondering, Phil.
Well, what's the problem?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You've got your boots off.
Oh, hang on, out with it.
Well, I've a bunch of ewes and lambs penned up on the other side of the yard, which I'm not sure about.
Mm-hmm.
David says put them out, but the several look too weak to me.
I'll come and check.
Don't want to keep too many in the yard, or you'll soon run out of space.
And I'll move Nigel's... Where's he gone?
Oh, he went off with them hot water bottles.
He must have taken them up to Elizabeth.
Up to it? Well, we're not having that.
He'll be down in a minute.
Yeah, he'll make sure he is.
But can you manage those boots?
Yeah, thanks. It's getting them off that's the problem.
Don't be long, you two.
No, we won't. Bye.
Ah, peace at last.
You know, I'm not one for tittle-tattle, Jill, but... I can't help wondering what's up with Jennifer that she can't be bothered to put a bit of fresh foliage in the church.
Oh, anyone can forget.
And you're in Lent as well. Reflects on the PCC, you know.
Do you think so?
I do. Dead flowers by the altar. Digging in the churchyard. Folks are going to ask themselves, what's going on at St. Stephen's?
Snuggle down with these, Lizzie, and you'll feel really warm and cosy.
Thanks.
Of course, if you snuggle down with me, you'd feel even warmer and even cosier.
Oh, do shut up, Nigel. I think I'm going to stay here forever. All day today, all day tomorrow, right through the budget.
The budget?
Right through it.
Lizzie, have you thought any more about us?
No.
Oh, Lizzie, whatever's the matter with you?
There seems to be much more to being your marketing manager than I realised.
Well, the job's separate from us.
It's not. One of your main objections to Cameron is that he takes up time I should be devoting to work.
One of my main objections to Cameron is that he's an abject reptile. He was blackmailing me about our friendship.
Oh, Nigel, you're exaggerating. Don't be silly.
He was, Lizzie.
Look, I'm not arguing. I don't feel well enough.
Poor, poor Lizzie.
I shouldn't be pressurised when I'm on my sick bed.
Am I pressurising you?
Yes. How can I choose between you and Cameron when I can't even choose between paracetamol and aspirin?
I'll draw the curtains so you can sleep.
All these decisions are making me ill, Nigel.
I'm sorry, Lizzie. I won't say another word.
Promise.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Whatever's happened.
A flashy nouveau car's just drawn up outside with an unspeakable toad at the wheel.
Cameron!
Just who does he think he is?
They must have told him at work that I'm ill.
Maybe he doesn't sweet-talk Mrs. Archer into letting him slither up here to the bedroom.
Gosh, Nigel, you better go.
He's carrying a bunch of flowers.
Oh, how lovely.
They're horrid, actually. Fancy putting croissants in a spring bouquet.
Nigel, you must go in case Mum lets him bring them up to me.
You surely don't... You surely can't want him to.
I don't know what I want.
Lizzie, you have to decide...
I'm ill. I can't make a decision. Please go.
Right. Well, if that's what you want...
Yes, please.
I'm off then.
Nigel, hurry up.
Bye-bye, Lizzie.
Don't go out through the kitchen.
What?
He'll guess you've been up here.
Oh, I'll go through the front door and sneak back in when the coast's clear, if you insist.
Right.
That's assuming Mrs. Archer doesn't ask him to lunch too.
She won't. She doesn't like him.
Really?
Nigel, I think he might see you if you go out of the front door.
What do you want me to do, Lizzie? Hide in the broom cupboard?
Climb out of the downstairs loo window.
What?
You know you've climbed in that way before now, so don't sound so shocked.
You want me...
Yes, now hurry up.
I don't think this is very dignified.
Please. Please, Nigel.
All right. Since you beg, I will. But I don't like it one little bit.
You're right, Ruth. I wouldn't put this lot out in this cold. Especially those triplets.
But I don't know what to do with them all. The yard's so full.
What about the barn?
Full.
The tractor shed?
Full. The big tractor's behind the barn.
Yeah. The orchard?
Oh, there's quite a lot in there, too.
Well, the bungalow paddock.
I think they'd be okay there.
Oh, yes, it's sheltered enough.
I feel like the social services with all these families are nowhere to put them.
And in this cold, you really must keep a close eye on all the ones you've turned out.
Oh, David goes round them usually, the ones in the field.
You tried working fly yet?
Not really.
What, have a go? Not with the young lambs, of course.
Well...
He'll do his stuff for you, Ruth. He's a professional.
He is. I'm not.
Well, you know the commands. Come by, lie down, go.
I know the theory. I've just never properly worked a dog before. Nell being your dog and everything.
Well, it's not easy to start with, but I should try to learn. A dog's as indispensable as... Well, as the tractor. That's why I'm putting so much energy into training Jet.
I'm a bit nervous about it, actually.
No. What on earth?
It's Nigel.
Climbing in through the downstairs lavatory window again?
Well, actually, I think he's climbing out.
Why can't he use the door like everyone else? Oh, it was so quiet here whilst Elizabeth was away.
Sorry, Mr. Archer.
What do you think you're up to?
I've just been humiliated by Lizzie, but it's not the first time.
Well, if you've damaged that old window for me...
She told me I had to slip out without Cameron seeing me.
Cameron's not here now, is he?
Yes.
Well, that'll be another car blocking the drive.
Yeah, probably, and everything about that man's sleazy, Ruth, including his wheels.
He may have come to see me about Red House Farm.
Perhaps he's got a contract drawn up or something.
A contract?
Oh, we're buying some land from him.
I didn't know you were in the market for land. We're disposing of some at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah?
75 not at all bad acres, currently down to cereals. You see, we need the cash flow because we've got some mega repairs, and we were turned down for a grant.
Where is it exactly?
Oh, this side of the village. It's always been a bit outlying for us.
So we should take a look at it.
Well, I'd like to, but...
We're asking about 1,000 an acre. I don't think we'll get more the way things are.
Phil, we should definitely see it.
Why don't you?
I'm afraid there's no point. You see, Cameron Fraser and I shook hands on the Red House land last week.
But if you haven't signed anything yet...
Couldn't we just...
No, I'm sorry, Ruth. I've shaken hands with Cameron, and that really is the same as giving my word. I can't go back on it now.
Nigel! Hang on, would you?
Have I forgotten something?
Could you stop a minute?
Ruth, are you having a heart attack? You're clutching your tummy in a very odd way.
No.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
I've just got a couple of lambs under me coat. Look.
Ah.
I wanted to catch you for a quick word about that land you're selling.
Oh, yes?
Listen, Nigel, I hope you don't think I make a habit of disagreeing with Phil, because I don't. I mean, I really respect him.
Oh, we all respect Mr. Archer most frightfully.
But this business about Red House Farm, I'm not sure he isn't making a mistake.
I certainly wouldn't regard a handshake with a slimy worm as morally binding.
It's nothing to do with Cameron Fraser.
Well, he's a worm, though, isn't he, Ruth?
Probably, yeah. But the point is that your land isn't much further away, might be better, and sounds as though it's cheaper.
And let's not ignore the fact that the seller's legal, decent, honest, and truthful, whereas the seller of Red House Farm is a beast which calleth on its belly.
Well, I think we should at least take a look at your land.
Cowabunga!
Could you draw me a map?
Righto.
What I'd like to do is get over there, have a good look, take an auger for a soil profile, and if it's promising, well, maybe then I could talk Phil round.
What did David say?
I haven't had a chance to ask him, but I'm sure he'll agree.
Well, good for you, Ruth. A girl who acts on her own initiative. If you ever need a job...
Well, right now, I just need a map.
Let's see.
I'll try to come over with an auger tomorrow, so in the meantime, perhaps you could be, well... discreet.
I'm a doctor, Ruth. I've taken an oath.
Until I've seen the place, it's probably better not to mention this to anyone. I don't want Phil thinking I'm going behind his back, do I?
Careful, Debbie.
How long since you cleared out this junk?
I've never cleared it out. It's junk.
What makes you think the anger's here, then?
Auger.
Auger. What makes you think it's here?
Because it isn't anywhere else.
That's what I like about my dad. He's logical.
Now, wait till I've got the other end.
Yeah?
We'll just look under this, and if it's not here, we'll call it a day.
Okay. One, two, three.
Lift.
Oh, Brian, I'm absolutely furious with you. I really am hopping mad.
How are you, darling?
Great timing, Mum. You knew I was supposed to do the church flowers last Sunday. You knew, and you didn't remind me.
Oh, is that all?
But everybody noticed. According to Mum, there was a podium full of dead twigs by the altar. It's not funny, Deb.
And it's not the end of the world, either.
Tell them it's modern art.
Oh, thank you very much for being so sympathetic.
Oh, you can't blame Dad because you were too busy with other things to do the flowers.
But he reminded me on Monday when it was too early to do them. Why don't you say on Friday?
Look, Debbie, obviously the anger isn't here. I'm going to ring Phil and ask if he's got one we can borrow.
Oh, I think he's the anger type.
Well, if he's not, we'll just have to take a spade.
Don't mind explaining your private joke to me. You can't three share.
Oh, it's, some sort of tool which Dad hasn't used since college. He thought it might have got buried under all this lot.
And it's called an anger.
Auger. I just keep guessing the name wrong, that's all.
Oh, very funny.
Well, not very.
So, what do you want it for?
Well, you know the contractors who did the lake? Yeah, well, they did some landscaping for Trevor Buzzard at Edgeley, and when they'd finished, he discovered they'd put the subsoil back on the surface and buried the topsoil.
Oh, gosh, I suppose that's very bad.
Yes, Mum, it means nothing much will grow.
And Brian's worried that they may have done something similar around the lake in one or two places, is he?
Well, we'd just like to check the depth of topsoil. Apparently this auger thing gives a good soil profile.
I see.
Well, we would have told you last night when Trevor Buzzard rang, only you were out again.
Oh, darling, I tried to explain. I got caught in the rush hour coming out of Felbersham, and I thought I may as well go for a bite to eat until it has cleared.
Save your excuses, Mum. I really don't want to hear them.
Debbie, Phil says he's got one.
Oh, great. Let's pick it up now. Bye, Mum.
Are you going out in the Land Rover?
Eh?
The Land Rover.
I was just going to use it. Why?
Well, I sort of needed it for a few minutes. We're out of straw at Hollow Tree.
Oh, no.
I know you've been too busy to bring any up. I thought if I'd take a few bales now, it'd tide me over like.
Oh, I'll get some and drop them off.
I don't want to take you out of your way.
Neil, there's something wrong at Hollow Tree.
Leave it to me.
Good morning, Mr. Archer.
What was all that about?
Oh, don't you worry yourself, Mr. Archer. I'm run out of straw up at Hollow Tree, that's all.
It's up to Davy to keep you stocked up.
Yeah, but he's rushed off his feet.
Ruth's taking some up there, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, who's this now?
Well, it looks like
it. Why does everyone think it's all right to block the drive when we've got lambs penned up in the yard?
Neil, I couldn't find you up at Hollow Tree.
Susan, don't leave that car there for long, will you? We're still expecting the milk tanker.
Oh, I just wanted a very quick word with Neil.
What is it, love?
Oh, and here's another one.
Look, you better move it, love.
No, don't bother. It's only Brian for the auger.
Did you have to come to Brookfield? You know it's bedlam during lambing.
Oh, you got a letter this morning.
Oh, yeah?
You got an interview.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Well, I'm busy, aren't I?
It's next Tuesday morning. You'll have to ask Mr. Archer for the time.
I can't do that, not during lambing. He's already short-staffed because of his hip.
Neil.
They'll have to wait till lambing's over.
You can't ask him to wait.
Well, this isn't the time to tell him I'm applying for other jobs.
You'll have to tell him sometime. You named him as a referee. They'll be writing to him.
Oh, blimey.
Tell him now.
Just shush, will you?
Hanging there forever. I mean, I could have found it with my eyes shut. When I got there, it was gone.
How long since you used it last?
Oh, donkey's years.
Oh, I'm beginning to wonder if there's any such thing as an auger.
Morning, Neil. Susan.
Morning, Brian.
Hello. You wouldn't know anything about our auger, would you, Neil?
Yeah, Ruth's got it.
Eh?
Well, she was just going out with it.
What, with the auger?
Good gracious, that's a coincidence.
I thought you said she was dropping some bales up to Hollertree.
Yeah, on her way to somewhere else. And she was taking the auger.
Well, that's that, Dad. We'll have to use a spade.
I wonder if she's left yet.
Yeah, I just noticed the Land Rover cutting across the fields.
Oh, I suppose she saw the drive was blocked.
Sorry, Mr. Archer.
Did she say what she wanted it for?
Oh, soil profile, I suppose.
Oh.
I wonder where she wants to take a soil profile.
I have a feeling I know where.
Yes, sweetheart. It's just she was so suspicious. You know, sort of insinuating. No, actually she hasn't said anything, no, but sort of implied it. Look, here they are, I better go. Yes, darling, of course I do. Bye.
Where's Alice?
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
You haven't left her with someone again?
She's watching her Postman Pat video.
Oh.
Coffee, Dad?
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
I'd like some too, please.
Oh, right. Busy morning?
I usually am busy, aren't I? Did you find your anger?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, Phil couldn't find his in the end either, so we settled for a spade.
It was all right, though. There was nothing wrong with the topsoil.
Oh, good-o.
Any phone calls?
Not really.
Well, I think I'll read the paper before lunch, see what they expect in the budget. Would you mind bringing that coffee through, Debbie?
No problem, Dad.
I expect he's really planning a nap in front of Postman Pat.
He does seem awfully tired these days.
I can't think why. He seems to have you and me running around doing most of the work on the lake and the riding and what have you.
I wouldn't say that.
You just won't hear a word against him, will you?
No, I won't.
Oh, I can remember you two having your fair share of rows not long ago either. Look how angry you were at the way he spoke to Simon.
Oh, I see now that he was angry because he cares about me.
That's what I told you at the time. But it wouldn't wash then.
No, well, that was before you started cheating on him, wasn't it?
Cheating?
For heaven's sake, Mum, it's better not to say anything at all than to keep telling these flimsy lies.
Just what do you mean, Debbie?
You know.
Know what?
You know, I know, Dad knows, Kate may well know, and I wouldn't be surprised if on some basic childish level even Alice knows.
Knows what? Just what are you accusing me of?
Please.
Debbie, I demand an explanation.
Don't make me say it.
You think I'm having an affair, don't you?
Oh, mind reader.
I hope you haven't discussed this with Brian.
No.
Because it's not true, and it would make him very upset indeed.
He's already very upset indeed.
He's upset!
Keep your voice down. He's not deaf.
He's upset. How do you think I feel, running around all day helping get these ventures off the ground, only to find that you two are as thick as thieves every time my back's turned and treating me as some sort of an intruder?
We do not.
Keep your voice down. He's not deaf.
Mum, you've been behaving like a silly, lovesick 15-year-old, expecting us to be blind to the lies and the cheating and the excuses and the emotional level when you're around.
What are you talking about?
I'm not sure how I feel about my mother acting this way, and I'm even less sure what I feel about her acting this way with my father.
So that's it. You think I'm having an affair with Roger? Oh,
Don't try to deny it.
I do deny it.
I know it's true.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now I can see why you've been so ardent and so hostile to me and so warm to Brian. Your behaviour's based on these absurd suspicions.
Ever since that day you tried to pretend we'd bumped into Roger in Felbersham by accident, I've known for a fact.
Your facts are wrong. I tell you, I am not having an affair with Roger. Now, please stop hurling ludicrous accusations around. They're hurtful to me and they could be very upsetting for Brian. Just put them out of your mind.
Come by! Come by!
He doesn't want to do it.
Give him a moment.
Just come by, you stupid mutt.
Yep, no, right. Stop him, Ruth!
Lie down! For Pete's sake, will you lie down?
Oh, he's got a mind of his own, that one.
Oh, it's not him, it's me.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Fly! Lie down!
Oh, his master's voice. What am I doing wrong?
And I told you to try working the dog. I did warn you, it wouldn't be easy at first. It's like everything in farming, practice and experience.
Mr. Archer's right.
I don't think he'll ever do it for me.
Oh, I kept thinking the same about Jet, and then suddenly this morning he walked to heel beautifully.
Yeah, nice looking pup, that Jet.
Is it easier to train a dog than a handler?
Depends. Some can be stubborn.
Yeah.
That'll do, Fly.
Good boy.
Is this your first try with him, or did you take him when you went out in the Land Rover this morning?
Sorry?
Weren't you out in the Land Rover today?
Oh, no, I didn't take Fly. I was dropping some straw up at Hollow Tree, wasn't I, Neil?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's where you went, was it?
Yeah.
I'll be off then, Mr. Archer.
Oh, didn't you say you wanted a word,
Neil? It doesn't really matter.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, it wasn't important. Bye.
Bye.
Phil, I just told you a fib.
Really?
I did go somewhere in the Land Rover. Only I thought you'd be angry with me. And I didn't want you to be angry with Neil here.
I promise not to be angry. Where did you go?
I went to look at the land Nigel's selling.
I see.
Oh, Phil, it's great. There are a few banky bits, but not nearly as many as Red House Farm.
Ruth.
The topsoil's really deep and crumbly and full of worms.
Look, Ruth.
And of course I checked the drainage outfalls and everything's in good working order. The hedges are stock-proof.
Ruth, stop! You know, I've shaken hands with Cameron Fraser over another piece of land.
But
I suppose I seem very old-fashioned, shaking hands on something and then sticking to it.
But shaking hands with Cameron Fraser? Somehow that doesn't seem so morally binding.
His morals aren't at stake. Mine are.
Oh, hello. Is Mr. Travers Macy back yet? Well, would you mind terribly interrupting him? It really is quite an urgent matter. I was trying to get in touch yesterday. No, I'm afraid it's rather personal. Couldn't you just... I see. Well, I'm ringing from my car phone and I'll call again when I'm on my way home. Could you please tell him Mrs. Aldridge rang and it's essential I speak to him today?
Joe, quick, hide round here.
Hey?
Get behind the dresses, look, quick.
What are you pushing an old man about for?
Susan Carter's outside.
Kerry, the world and his wife's outside. It's market day. Everybody's in Portchester on market day.
Yeah, well, I don't want her to see us in the charity shop.
He that is down needs fear no fall. He that is low, no pride.
Is that from the Bible, Joe?
No, the calendar. Hanging in your kitchen.
Oh, well, I never read them little sayings.
Well, maybe that you should. Then you wouldn't be ashamed of buying clothes and save the children.
Now, it's just Susan Carter's getting so hoity-toity these days. She'd really enjoy catching us in here.
Yeah, she's no better than we are.
I reckon I could wear this to the village concert tomorrow.
Huh? Only if it's fancy dress and you're thinking of going as a wedding cake.
Seven blimmin' quid. Oh, come on, she's gone. Let's see if there's any suits Eddie's size.
He don't need no suit.
He can't go to see Auntie Hilda in his funeral suit, can he? She ain't dead yet.
She ain't intending to die, neither.
Well, why is she summoning her family to her bedside, then?
Because she likes to see him grovel.
Oh, look, what about this?
How much?
15 quid.
God!
Ever such nice quality.
What's wrong with his country and western suit?
Well, I don't know what Auntie Hilda'd make of the tassels.
Well, where are you getting 15 quid from, then?
Never you mind.
I hope you're not spending the rent money again, or we'll be in hot water come Lady Day.
We're in hot water already, thanks to you.
Would you mind holding... Oh, Joe, it's you. Just hold the door a minute, will you?
What do you think I am, a doorman?
Well, let me give you a hand, Mrs. Oldfield.
Oh, thanks, Gary.
Oh. Is it very heavy?
Very. And as usual on market day, I had to park right over by the river.
What you got in there, then?
Books.
Oh, yeah.
I'm throwing out lots of rubbishy old blockbusters. Can't think why I bother to read them.
The Thawing Birds, I like that.
Have it, I'm giving them away.
Or really? Stick the old box in.
Don't be greedy, yeah.
So you were too busy reading to do the church fairs last week, were you?
Oh, I'm glad you reminded
me. Nobody reminded you last week.
Well, you see, you're on the road to this time, Clary, so if you'd just like to leave them to me...
Hey?
I'll do the flowers to make up for last week.
But
I'll pop over to the market for some now.
No, I can't let you do it, Mrs. Aldridge. You see, my name's up in the porch.
Well, I'll cross your name out.
No, Mrs. Aldridge, that's my turn.
You could still buy a bunch, though.
Yeah, if you want to bring some in, I'll be down the church later doing it.
You buy a bunch, Mrs. Aldridge, and you won't feel so guilty, will you?
Sid Perks!
Don't wobble me ladder, Martha.
Can I have a word, Sid Perks?
Take me twigs then and mind the buds because they're sticky.
I know horse chestnut buds are sticky. I've been gathering them all me life.
Kathy reckons they'll start unfolding indoors on the windowsill.
Yeah, they will.
Martha,
now, Sid,
if you've come to complain about the noise at closing time last night, I'm very sorry, but we had Eddie.
That's not what's bothering me. Listen.
Huh?
Just listen a minute.
Sounds like the lads having a bit of fun.
It does, doesn't it?
Well, what's wrong with that?
And where do you think they are?
On the green?
In the blimmin' churchyard.
Oh.
In the churchyard.
So, what are they doing there?
They're digging it.
What?
It's that builder chap, Jason, who always thinks he's so hilarious. And he's got some lad he's got helping him.
And they've started work on the church loo, have they?
Digging up the churchyard.
To put the drains in?
They've dug up some old bones, and they're flinging them about in there and laughing.
What?
Sid Perks, I swear I walked past that church, and that boy had two bones on his head like bull's horns, and Jason had a bedliner, and he was flapping it about like a matador's cloak, and the boy was charging
about,
and they were shouting, ole, ole.
Bones on his head?
Sid, it was horrible, it was shocking, it was absolutely
right.
Awful. I don't know.
We'll see about this.
Darling, I can't talk for long. I'm in a lay-by. I miss you too. Can't you see me before next week? I need your help. Debbie's guessed. No, I'm not. She really has guessed everything. She confronted me yesterday and it was ghastly. Of course I didn't. Naturally, I just denied it. Darling, I did do the right thing, didn't I?
Try to look on it as an investment, Joe.
You could have borrowed a suit from somebody.
I wouldn't have my Eddie go to Aberdeen in a borrowed suit.
We wouldn't have him go to Aberdeen at all.
Well, just let's see if anything comes of it.
Even if Auntie Hilda does remember you in her will, which she won't, and even if she does you the favour of dying, which she won't, we're in trouble if we ain't got enough money to pay the rent on Lady Day.
All right.
15 quid in an old second-hand charity shop.
It's hardly worn.
Lord knows how much on his bus fare to Aberdeen.
Well, cheaper than the train.
Now, however much it costs, we ain't got it.
Well, we have, because I paid in cash, didn't I?
We don't like it, Clary. Gambling with the rent money.
I ain't gambling. Here, did you see who was parked by the woods
don't
there?
Don't try and change the subject.
Jennifer Aldridge jabbing on her car phone.
Probably ringing into Flory.
Think they'll deliver some flowers to the church for.
Ah, she's divvy, that one.
Yeah, well, just drop me off now, would you? And I'll get rid of them dead leaves by the old church.
Right, here, what's going on?
Aye?
In the churchyard. There's Widow Woodford waving her arms about.
Oh, and Sid, look.
Ah, it's the builders, look. They started digging.
They have to.
Pretending to be a bull and putting the bones up like horns?
They're not human bones, Mrs. Woodford.
You're an expert on bones, are you?
You dig bones up in the churchyard, and you know for a fact they're rabbit bones, do you?
Of course he don't.
They were only a few inches deep, you said, Clint. You did say that, didn't you?
Oh, so he's the expert now, is he?
Clint, those bones were just an inch or two down, weren't they?
Well, speak up, lad. He was making enough noise earlier.
It's a disgrace. This is consecrated ground. Then bones should be left in peace.
My wife's buried over there, mate.
But let my wife's in buried over there. Calm down a bit.
And if I thought you
were... Calm down! The rest in blazes in there, too.
Thank you. Now then, if I might just explain...
You're all right, Martha. No, I'm not all right. I walked past the church and this young man here was digging up bones and throwing them about.
Martha!
How do you think I felt, Clary? How do you think I felt?
Throwing bones about and God's
green. Bones up and orange and pretending to be a bull and charging about into bin liners, and it was a horrible display, Clary, absolutely horrible.
I think it's like to find someone violating their grave.
My dad's over there.
I know, my dear, I know.
Take your hands off Clint. Now, please sit. Let's all just calm down.
Get the people of Ambridge out their roses and we'll see what they think of it.
There wasn't nobody about when they started.
I reckon they chose Market Day deliberate, Martha, because they knew everyone would be in Borchester.
Thank God you were here, Martha.
Now then, let's talk sensibly about this, eh? Now, we can't build you a lovely new loo in the church without disturbing the ground a bit, can we?
Well, I never wanted a blooming loo anyway.
Nor me.
I don't neither.
Don't know anyone who does.
People have always managed here without no toilet.
The fact is that the parochial church council, so named because it's in charge of all things ecclesiastical, the PCC, in its wisdom, has voted for a new loo, and they've contracted me to build it. All right, so far?
No.
A new loo.
Well, I admit we shouldn't have been larking about, should we, Clint? No, we should not. And I'd like to apologise for the distress caused to you, Mrs. Woodford. Even though the bones you mistook for human bones was just under the surface and most certainly animal bones. But I do admit we were a bit insensitive. And from now on, I'd like to assure you... heck.
Oh, that's Joe.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for Joe. That should get people over here.
Oh, Clary, I bought some flowers.
I hope they're not for the church.
They are too.
Our daffodils aren't out at home, but the market was flooded with them.
It's Lent, Mrs. Aldridge.
We have mostly foliage in Lent and a few white blooms.
Oh,
did you forget?
Yes, I did.
Well, you'll have to take them home with you, won't you?
Oh, well, I suppose you're all here to join in the bell ringing practice. I didn't know yesterday.
Mrs. Aldridge, that isn't bell ringing practice.
Oh?
It's to summon all the village to the churchyard to put a stop to this digging.
Oh, I am sorry, Nigel.
It's all right.
I couldn't help it.
No.
I didn't much like their designs anyway.
Is that why you puked on them?
I didn't. I puked in the waste paper bin.
Lizzie, you took one look at their proposals for Lower Locks' new logo and you threw up. I don't think anyone was under the illusion that you'd like them.
Well, at least I used the waste bin. Some people would have been sick on the floor.
Some people would have got to the loo.
I didn't have time.
No.
Well, now you have to believe I'm ill.
I don't know why you came to the meeting at all if you were going to disgrace yourself.
You made me.
I did not.
Did?
Lizzie, you went to that restaurant on the Edgeley Road with Cameron Fraser last night. Don't bother to deny it. Francesca and Pierre saw you.
Well, I didn't eat much.
You're well enough to go to dinner with him, and the next day you're with me, and you're suddenly ill again.
It's nothing to do...
You've got to sort this out, Lizzie.
Sort what out?
You can't go on stringing us both along. I, for one, am not having it. You really must decide once and for all between me and Cameron Fraser. And if you choose that cold-blooded toad, I warn you, he'll break your heart.
All right, everybody, if you'll just let me, please shut up, please. Now, I did manage to get hold of the minister on the phone, and he says he's coming over from Edgeley.
He better.
He's got some explaining to do.
I discussed with him the ongoing situation which is currently prevailing
just
here.
Just speak English, mate.
And he's very distressed that the diggings upset you all so much. However, he did point out that there's been notices available so parishioners can avail themselves of the information that work was due to commence herewith. and he said that you've all had the opportunity to write and complain, and that if you wanted to...
about writing.
Oh, Martha, how can you say that? You must have seen the notice.
Yeah, well, I saw it. I just never got round to writing.
Well, there you are, then.
It don't mean I don't object, do it?
Yeah, see what it says on my Susan's grave? Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace.
It's just a little drain, and it isn't near any of the modern graves.
What does the age of the graves matter?
Well, these were flattened years ago and the headstones removed.
Exactly. They could be anyone's. Might even be one of your forebears, Mrs. Aldridge.
Look, we've been instructed to keep any bones for the minister to bless and bury. But he's going to feel a bit daft blessing a pile of rabbit bones, isn't he?
And where do you keep these bones, eh? In a bin bag?
What? I just saw my bones don't end up in a bin bag.
And I'll tell you another thing. That concert tomorrow night's to pay for this, and they can have their ticket back from me.
And from me.
We ain't got an old concert to fund this desecration.
No, oh, blimey, we're not going to need the minister. We're going to need the police at this rate.
Ruth? Oh, you haven't changed yet?
I'm waiting for David to take over in here.
Are you going to the village concert dressed in that?
No, I'll rush home and stick me little tartan skirt on first.
You look exhausted.
Oh, I am. Well, if you're going to sit down in your smart clothes, you'd better sit on my coat. Look.
Thanks.
Want a chicken sandwich?
We're going to eat at the concert.
Dainty things on sticks won't keep me going. I've been up since 6 this morning.
I haven't bought anything dainty.
Bought?
Brought. I've brought boxes full of food.
Freudian slip, Usha. You said you'd bought some food.
Well, I meant to say I... Oh, what's the point?
Come on, where did these boxes of food come from?
Usha's kitchen.
And before that?
Takeaway on the Ladypool Road in Brum.
A secret save with me.
My aunt made some of it.
Did you make anything at all?
Can lambs fly?
You two young ladies off to the concert, then?
When have you?
Hello, Mr. Forrest.
Oh, hello.
I bet you can't wait to try Usha's delicious Indian buffet, Uncle Tom.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, you're a bit of a cook on the quiet then, are you?
Well, I picked up a few tips from my mum.
See Mr. Archer.
I'm waiting for him and Joe now to take me down the village hall.
He's inside putting on his glad rags.
Was it somewhat important then?
Oh, I can wait. I'd better get up to Willow Farm or I'll be late for Susan's blooming concert and then there'll be trouble.
Hey, is it true you or Susan's had folk demanding their money back for tonight?
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh, dear.
I'll see you at the concert, assuming I get there.
Righto.
Bye-bye.
Why have people asked for their money back? Have they heard you be singing, Ruth?
Watch it or I'll blow your cover.
There's been a bit of argy-bargy.
More like a full-blown riot by the sound of it.
Well, I was visiting Prue, so I didn't know nothing about it, till the vicar told me. But I wasn't surprised. I said it had happened.
What? The concert's supposed to be raising funds to build a loo in the church. But some people have decided they don't want a loo.
Oh, there was a right old rumpus yesterday when digging started in the churchyard for the drains.
Digging? In the churchyard?
Yeah.
There was old bones and things dug up.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm on the blooming committee and I said this had happened.
Quite a few people are boycotting the concert.
I warned the PCC about it.
Well, at least it means we'll all be able to eat lots and lots of your Indian food tonight, Usha.
Scatter as from an unextinguished hearth, ashes and sparks, my words among mankind. Be through my lips to unawakened earth the trumpet of a prophecy. Oh, wind, if winter comes, can spring be far behind?
I thought this was supposed to be a concert.
She did offer to play her organ.
Oh, well, I suppose anything's better than that.
There will very shortly be a 30-minute interval in which you are invited to help yourselves to some of the delicious food waiting at the back of the hall. The theme of the buffet is food from around the world, and everyone should find something to tickle their palate.
I don't like anything too spicy, because it repeats on me, and I'm singing straight out of the interval.
Oh, there's some crisps over there.
What part of the world do they come from, then?
England.
Oh. Good evening, everyone. I'm not going to come between you and your buffet for long, but I did feel I should say something, as we're here to raise funds this evening for a project which has caused great anger in the village. The poor attendance tonight indicates that many parishioners are still registering their disapproval. I'm sure we all understand the feelings of those who fear their churchyard is being violated. The drainage for the new lavatory has made it necessary to dig about 18 inches down in an area of old and unmarked graves, and Oh, because old bones tend to rise to the surface, the rumour that some bones have been dug up is correct. There have been reports that the builders have been behaving in a disrespectful way. They apologise for this, and I know deeply regret the offence their high spirits has caused. The PCC has confirmed it wishes digging to continue this week only under the supervision of a PCC member. A box has been provided for any more bones that may be disturbed, and this will be delivered to me at the end of the day. When work is completed, the bones will be reburied, and there will be a prayer of committal. We're planning to mark their presence with a brass plaque in the new part.
What are these things called again, Usha?
Burratas.
Well, they're delicious.
Yeah, much tastier than that rubbish you get at the takeaway.
Really, Ruth?
No, I agree. Ethnic food from these takeaway places doesn't compare with real home cooking. They can't capture the same subtle blend of spices.
Would you like to try some of these bhajias, Susan?
Oh, I don't know if I could eat anything after the vicar going on about bones and things.
Not squeamish, are you, my dear?
Oh, it made me feel a bit funny.
Maybe you should have saved his speech until after we've eaten.
Yeah.
I should like to try one of the samosas, please.
Yeah, here, help yourself.
Thank
What's
you.
That home-cooked Indian delicacy you've got there?
Smorgasbord from Scandinavia.
Oh, Linda made them.
Now, tell me, how do you actually make these samosas?
Oh. Well, you spend ages cooking the filling, and then you spend even more time making the pastry. There's a real art to getting them a perfect triangle shape.
I should imagine it's quite a skilled job.
Oh, yes.
And how do you make the pastry?
In the normal way.
How much fat do you put in?
In the pastry?
Oh, it's ever so thin, isn't it?
Remarkably so.
Yes, it's very difficult to roll the pastry thin enough.
It must have taken you hours, Usha.
You'd be surprised, Ruth.
Well, you certainly got the knack, my dear. I want you to share it with a WI.
What?
We've had cookery demonstrations in the past at our meetings, and they've always proved extremely popular.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Mrs. Antrobus.
I said it would happen, Robin. I did say so, didn't I?
You did, Tom. Why don't you have a Chinese spring roll?
Oh, I had my tea as the usual time before I come out. Gives me indigestion eating this late.
Oh, that's a shame.
First, Martha Woodford stopped me this morning because she knows I'm on the PCC, and didn't she give me a piece of her mind?
I saw Martha this afternoon and explained things to her.
And I didn't go to the bull at lunchtime because I couldn't look Sid Perks in the eye.
I've tried to speak personally with all the people who were most upset. I've explained to them what I explained tonight, and most of them seem mollified.
It never should have been started, that digging.
I know how strongly you feel, Tom, and I've told Marjorie to exclude you from the rota of PCC members supervising the work.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
I'm very sorry any of it happened. I can't help feeling there was some mismanagement on my part.
It wasn't you. It was the PCC.
But if only I had more time. If I'd just been in the village yesterday when digging started.
Ah, well, with a full-time vicar in the vicarage like in the old days, I don't suppose it would have happened.
No, I don't suppose it would.
What am I going to do?
Have another samosa.
I don't want a samosa. I want help.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Yes?
Something to deceive?
You're very good at getting into things, but not so good at getting out of them, Ruth Archer.
It's not my fault.
Oh, yes, it is. You told Susan I'd cook for the buffet.
Did I?
Yes.
Perhaps you could learn.
Ruth, I've got another idea. Tell Mrs. Antrobus that your gourmet aunt will give the demo.
I couldn't do that.
Why not?
You don't know my aunt.
Well, wait until the day of the demonstration.
And then what?
Break your leg.
Thanks.
And when I'm out of hospital and they've rebooked me for another cookery demonstration...
Break the other one.
Oh, Ruth, what am I going to do?
Well, think of something. Don't worry.
Mrs. What's her name?
Antrobus.
She's ringing me at the office tomorrow to arrange a date.
You could confess everything. It all came from the takeaway in the Ladypool Road in Brummy, Lord. Except when me aunt cooked it.
I couldn't. Not after all the terrible, terrible lies I've told this evening.
I haven't heard you lie once.
By implication. You were no help. These must have taken you hours, Usha.
Look, don't you worry. She'll book you weeks, if not months, ahead. And when the time comes, we'll have thought of a brilliant way out.
Neil? What are you sitting there for?
Oh, hello, love.
You fetched Emma and Christopher home from Mum?
No, not yet.
Oh, you haven't even taken your overalls off.
I was too tired.
Sitting there's not going to get you to bed, is it?
No.
I'll make you a cup of tea, how's that?
Yeah, thanks.
Did that save Farrow all right?
Ah, in the end.
Is the concert good?
Well, I think it went all right. The buffet was best. Usha Gupta did some brilliant Indian food.
Well, they learned to cook at their mother's knee, these Asian girls. Bring any back?
There's nothing left.
Lots of people came then.
Well, not really. But the ones who did were greedy.
Still, you made a bit of money.
Well, not as much as we hoped. Linda said that she...
Susan, I don't want to hear anything Linda Snell said. Not on an empty stomach.
Oh, haven't you had anything?
A cheese sandwich hours ago.
Oh, Neil, didn't you find that pasty in the fridge?
Oh, send it this way, love.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for you to start doing a proper job in nice clothes with sensible hours.
Eh?
Not that I managed to get you a suit yesterday.
Well, never mind.
I was just about to step in to save the children when I saw Clary was in there.
So?
So I didn't go in. Don't want her to think I buy our clothes in a charity shop.
You're daft.
I'll try and nip in tomorrow when nobody's looking.
I told you I don't need a new suit.
But when you get the job, you'll need one. Just think, you'll be coming home in clean clothes every night.
Yeah, and then changing into my dirty overalls.
What?
Well, to go and do me pigs.
You're never planning to keep the pigs on if you get this job.
Yeah, of course. And the ends.
But Neil, the whole idea...
Susan, pigs are my real job.
Sales would be your real job.
I'd be daft to give the pigs up.
Oh, you can't mean it. You can't mean to keep those dirty, smelly, muddy...
Yeah.
Neil, surely you don't want to spend the rest of your life wallowing around in pig muck?
Look, I'm keeping those pigs even if I have 100 new suits hanging upstairs. I've built that herd up. I've tended it through thick and thin, and I'm not getting rid of my sows just because you suddenly decided you don't like the smell of them.
It was in this pile last week. I saw it.
Why would the electricity bill be mixed up with me college notes?
Ruth, why do tissues get in the wash? Why was the phone bill paid twice? And why are the piles of divorced socks in the airing cupboard looking for a partner with a view to marriage? What are you doing?
Got it.
Electricity bill?
Yep.
Oh. What was it doing stuffed inside basic veterinary care in sheep husbandry?
Oh, it's last year's.
Oh. Ruth, if we don't pay the bill, we'll get cut off.
I expect it'll turn up.
We ought to have a clear out. What's all the rubbish in this plant pot?
Me plant.
It's dead, isn't it?
Yeah, but I use the pot to store me money off coupons.
Oh, I see. 10 pence off. Valid until October 1991.
I always forget to cash them.
Yeah. Look, as soon as lambing's over, let's clear the whole place up.
You cleared it up when your family came at Christmas.
No, we didn't. We just bunged it all in the cupboards until they'd gone. Then we got it all out again.
Oh, it's just there's no time, David.
I know.
I feel as though I work round the clock.
Yeah, you quite often do. Mm. You're a trooper.
Well, we'd better get back over there and relieve Bert in the lambing shed.
What's this?
Oh, it's the notes I made about the lamb Nigel's selling. You can chuck it out.
Did you tell Dad?
Tried to, but he wouldn't listen. The fact that Nigel's land's better and cheaper and only marginally less convenient than Red House Farm made not a jot of difference. He's living in the 19th century.
Oh, Ruth, you're not still sore about your wages, eh?
Oh, no, I'm going up on that.
You know, it's not that he doesn't appreciate you.
I know. I just hope he appreciates you.
Me?
You.
Aren't I the apple of his eye?
I suppose.
After Mum and Frieda, the fattest sow in the world.
Oh, I can't face doing anything about all these dirty dishes. I look at them and then run away to the lambing shed.
Ruth, leave that. Tell me what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, nothing really. Just a thought.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
You know I had to nip into the agricultural merchant for some more teacup liners.
Yes.
I bumped into the Malpas boys. You remember them from Young Farmers?
Only too well.
They're in partnership with their dad, just like you are.
Yes.
Your partnership split 60-40 in Phil's favour, right?
Well, what's their split then?
Wait for it.
I suppose they've wangled 70-30 in their favour.
90-10 in their favour.
I walked past it, Mrs. Archer, but I didn't look.
They're keeping the trench covered up.
Have they found many more bones?
Oh, don't, Debbie. It gives me goose pimples.
If they have,
They've put them quietly in the box.
Pass me them laurel leaves, please, Debbie.
Oh, don't you want these sort of stripy ones Mum sent?
Variegated, not stripy.
I'm not sure they ain't a bit bright for Lent. What do you think, Mrs. Archer?
Oh, I shouldn't worry.
Here.
Anyway, the builders say they'll have finished the trench this afternoon, so you won't have to worry any more about it, Carrie.
Oh, I can understand why you were so upset.
Well, we don't know whose bones they are, do we?
Oh, they're very old.
How old?
I suppose they might have been there hundreds of years.
Ooh, makes me feel all sort of funny.
They're covering it up for the weekend, but they can't fill it until the archaeologists been.
Archaeologists?
Well, it's just a formality.
Oh, but they dig, don't they, archaeologists?
Not necessarily.
Oh, Indiana Jones digs and he's an archaeologist.
There'll be no more digging than necessary, I can promise you that.
Finished. What do you think?
Well.
Where was you planning on putting them?
By the door?
Yeah.
How about by the font?
Show us.
What are you doing this afternoon, Debbie?
Oh, riding or helping Dad, I suppose. Why?
You don't fancy coming over to see Elizabeth?
Oh, she's not still off sick.
She is.
Love to. I'll come back with you when we finish these.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with her?
She just run down, I think.
How about here?
It's a bit lopsided.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Look, stick some green in there.
Mm. Now it looks wonky on the other side.
Try this here.
Oh, gosh, there is rather a lot to this flower arranging business.
Oh, but it's ever so nice of you to come now.
Oh, it's to make up for Mum last week, really.
Oh, I expect she forgot it was her turn because she's so busy with young Alice.
Hmm. I expect so.
I know what it's like looking after a toddler. I've got Eddie. Yeah, he's off to Aberdeen Monday.
Aberdeen?
Mm-hmm. I'll clear up these twigs and leaves and things, shall I?
Oh, thanks, dear.
He's going to see his Auntie Hilda.
That's nice.
Oh, she's ill. She's summoned him to her bedside.
Oh, she must be very ill indeed to do that.
Think it could finish her off if she opens her eyes and finds him standing there grinning at her.
I think she'd be thrilled he's gone all that way just to see her.
You reckon?
Keep her occupied, Dad.
No, she's perfectly happy. She's having her back scratched.
If she moves this way, yell.
She won't hurt you.
I just don't fancy being cornered by a mountain of hairy pig meat.
Aha!
Here he is.
So, you've enlisted the help of an invalid with that sow.
You'll go to any lengths, won't you, Phil?
Elizabeth's just spreading a bit of clean straw in there for me.
Right, I'm coming out now. Make sure she doesn't turn round.
Kill, Frieda, kill!
Haven't you got some lambs to see to?
Read it.
She could bite your leg off, you know.
Take no notice of him.
Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
That's okay.
You're feeling better, then?
I am perking up a bit.
Ah, just in time for the weekend. Incredible.
You've been off work all week?
More or less. I've been dreadfully ill, haven't I, Dad?
You've been dreadful.
So, Dad, how much longer is this old sow going to take up sty space getting fatter than it?
Not much longer.
Because you did say that once her litter was weaned, you'd send her down the road.
Yes, I know I did.
And as soon as the sty is empty, we can put her two gilts in here and we'll have a bit more space for the lambs.
True.
You're really fond of old Frieda, aren't you?
Not so fun that I can't see she's ready to go.
Really?
Yes, really. Oh, I know you think I've been sentimental over this pig, but I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed having a sow and piglets rootling around the orchard again after all these years.
Yes, all right, Dad.
I was just like you once, David, rushing after the latest technology and anything which saved a few minutes' time and a few bob. As far as all that's concerned, Frieda isn't exactly progress. But she's been a real pleasure to me.
Yeah, we know.
Elizabeth, what are you doing out in this cold?
Hiya.
You've got a visitor.
Oh, great. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Izzy. I'm making tea. Why don't you all come in?
Yeah, just coming. Like some tea?
We've got a flask, thanks.
Oh, right. Well, see you later.
See ya.
I'm glad you didn't say anything about the partnership.
Well, I couldn't very well, could I?
Not when he was all melancholy over Frieda.
No, just wasn't the right time.
I'm not sure there'll ever be a right time. That's the trouble.
Well, he's not going to like it.
I know.
You know, the thing that gets me is... He's been virtually crippled for months now, and it'll be ages before he pulls his weight again, if ever. We're doing practically all the work. It ought to have occurred to him to equalise the partnership.
Make it 50-50, you mean?
Yeah. Even if he doesn't want to swing things in our favour.
It would make a little more sense of my low wages if we were a bigger percentage of the partnership.
Telling me it would.
If you mention the Malpas family's 90-10 split, he'll fiend.
Yeah. No, I think I'll go initially for a 60-40 split in our favour.
Initially. But we should certainly talk about it going up to 70-30.
Yep.
I wish...
What?
Oh, I wish he'd thought of it himself. I hate having to ask him.
Hey, you don't have to ask him anything, Ruth. Just leave it to me.
Put the toasting fork on the stand, Debbie, or you'll toast your fingers too.
Shall I bang another log on the fire?
I should. Now, is there anything else you'd like?
Oh, I think we've got enough to eat here till Christmas.
Thanks, Mum.
I'll leave you both for a natter then. Yell if you want anything.
Oh, gosh, I wish my mum was like yours.
Yeah, she's one in a million.
Mm. She's a proper grown-up mum, as opposed to the sort which is always trying to behave like a teenager.
Poor you. Jennifer's a real 40-something.
So, are you better than Lizzie?
I keep thinking I'm better, and then I wake up the next morning and feel terrible again.
Doesn't Nigel mind you missing so much work?
Yes.
But he sends you bunches of flowers anyway.
He does, as a matter of fact.
And what about Cameron?
He sends me bunches of flowers too.
Isn't it rather suffocating having Kew Gardens crammed into your bedroom?
Suffocating's the word. Every time the phone rings, I get into a terrible state in case it's one or the other of them.
Oh, come on. Two blokes madly in love with you. I know you adore it, really.
I don't.
Why not?
Because they each seem to think I have to sort of choose.
Why should you?
I feel like some tug-of-love child on the front page of a tabloid. I hate it. There's so much tension, whichever one I'm with, because of the other one.
Look, give them both the elbow.
I might never meet anyone else I like so much again, as long as I live.
Oh, there are lots more men around, you know.
Borsetshire man. His habitat, the pub. His garb, the shell suit.
Do you think worrying about it all the time is making you ill?
Yes.
Ill for love. It sounds like one of those novels Mum used to read before she started hanging around with Roger.
Sounds like one she wrote.
Okay, have a piece of toast.
No, you have the first one. I'm not very hungry.
Oh. Well, pass me another then. Loss of appetite. Is that one of your symptoms?
I'm okay in the evening, but the rest of the day I feel sick.
Are you ever sick?
Sometimes. Most spectacularly at a meeting with Nigel and some designers.
Trust you to wait until you had an audience.
Actually, I was sick this morning as well.
So, you start off feeling terrible and you're sick, and then you gradually feel better as the day wears on.
That's about it.
Well, you're obviously pregnant.
What?
Well, general feelings of grottiness, morning sickness. That's what it's like when you're pregnant.
Pregnant?
Well, it's just suggesting.
Pregnant? Debbie, don't be ridiculous. Well, that's a completely absurd idea. Of course I'm not pregnant.
Archers was written by Emily Potts, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was edited and directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Vanessa Whitburn. In a moment, Newsstand and